愿大家平安。
Peace be with all of you。
我们请来看马可福音第一章。
Turn to Mark chapter one。
马可福音的第一章。
Mark chapter one。
16节
Verse 16.
马可福音第一章的16节
Mark chapter 1 verse 16.
耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海里撒网，他本来是打鱼的。17节
Verse 17.
耶稣对他来说，来跟从我，我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。
Verse 16, as in the name of Jesus I read, As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Verse 17, Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men.
这里说耶稣看见彼得还有安德烈。
Here records that Jesus saw Simon and his brother Andrew.
特别说他们是打鱼的。
And it's specified that they were fishermen.
十九节
Verse 19.
耶稣往前走，又看见雅各跟约翰。
When he had gone a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John.
他们在船上捕网。
And they were in the boat preparing their nets.
所以主耶稣的门徒里面呢，至少有四个人是渔夫。
So out of the disciples of Jesus, four of them were fishermen.
那主耶稣为什么要拣选这些人呢？
Why did Jesus choose them?
如果我们看主对他们说的十七节
If we look at what Jesus said to them in verse 17,
主对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。”
Jesus said, "Come, follow me, for I will make you fishers of men."
因为他们是渔夫，所以主耶稣用很简单的方式来让他们知道我拣选你要做什么。
Because they were fishermen, and Jesus used very basic understanding, such as what the reason of his choosing is.
就是要叫你得人如得鱼。
And that is for them to gain men as they were gaining fish.
渔夫就是要捕鱼。
Fishermen, the role of a fisherman is to catch fishes.
那现在跟从主耶稣就是要救人的灵魂。
And as soon as they follow Christ, their purpose is to save soul.
所以救人的灵魂就跟渔夫在捕鱼一样。
Just like saving soul is the same way of catching fishes.
我们下个礼拜有联恩布道会。
Next week we'll have this evangelical convocation.
这是我们半年来最重要的一次圣工。
This is a very important work, holy work in half a year.
我们每半年有一个努力的目标。
So every half a year, we have a very a goal that we all strive very hard.
布道会就是要带领人来信主。
The evangelistic meeting is a way to bring people to believe in the Lord.
好像渔夫在捕鱼。
Just like we are fishers of men catching fish.
是我们教会的人数会增加。
And therefore, the church membership will be multiplied.
那灵恩会就是要复兴我们的灵性。
The spiritual convocation is a chance to revive our faith.
是我们的灵层会进步。
So that our spirituality will improve.
那如果这个两个我们都很努力的去做。
If we can strive very hard to work on these two areas.
有神在带领跟祝福。
With the blessing and the guidance of the Lord.
那我们教会不但人数会增加，大家灵性也会提升。
So not only does the membership in church increase, but our spirituality will also be improved.
所以我们这两个礼拜要把联恩布道会当作最重要一件事情。
So this 2 weeks coming up is something very important for us to remember.
我们看到有的信徒本来要到外地去的特别延迟到联恩会才走。
Their members wants to take a vacation within that 2 weeks has extend till the time that they will leave after the spiritual convocation.
这个都是代表我们对神的心意。
This is to represent our heart towards the Lord.
那有的到外地去特意在联恩会之前要赶回来。
And for those who are out of town, they specially want to come back before the spiritual convocation.
这个也是代表他们对神的事情、神的家的一个关心。
This is a show how concerned they are towards the matter of the church and towards house of God.
主耶稣都会照着我们对他的爱来纪念我们啊，来赏赐我们。
The Lord Jesus will remember us according to our love and our concern.
那我们常常在想哦，这个布道会我要怎么来准备？
So each time we ponder, how are we going to prepare ourselves in this evangelical meeting?
那我们就看主耶稣的门徒在这里做两件事情。
And we can see two things that the disciple did.
这两件事情都跟捕鱼有关系。
These two things that they did, have something to do with fishing.
一个就是撒网。
First is to cast a net.
一个就是捕网。
And then to mend the net.
这两个一样重要。
These two are equally important.
有时候我们看到很多的朋友想要传福音给他们。
Sometimes we see a lot of friends that we want to preach the gospel to them.
甚至已经邀到教会里面来。
And we even come to the extent that we invite them to church.
但是就是没有一个人信。
But none of them believe.
这个就是我们的网有破洞。
That is to say that our net might have holes.
所以看得到抓不到。
We can see them, but we cannot catch them.
那有时候我们网是准备得很好。
Sometimes our net are very fully prepared.
就是找不到慕道者。我很有心要做，哪里去找慕道者？
But we cannot find the truth seekers. We have the heart and desire to do it, but we cannot find the people.
所以我们在传福音遇到这两个困难。
So these are the two difficulties we face when in evangelizing.
一个是网有破洞，有鱼抓不到。
First of all, the net is has holes and we cannot catch any fish.
第二个是网很好，但是不晓得鱼在哪里。
And the second is the net is fully prepared, but we do not have the people to go after.
首先我们来想要撒网要抓鱼，请问到哪里去抓？
First of all, we have to think if we have to cast the net, where do we cast them?
我传福音要去哪里传?
For us to preach the gospel, where can we go and preach?
我想有两个方式。
There are two ways.
我们先来看路加第四章。
Turn to Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
十八节。
Verse 18.
路加第四章十八节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 18.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，受压制的得自由。十九节。
Verse 19.
报告神悦纳人的禧年。
The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and the recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
主耶稣开始出来传道了，他就第一个就翻以赛亚书来念。
When Jesus first came to the earth to preach the gospel, the first thing he opened is the book of Isaiah.
那在这里有预言主耶稣要做的工作。
And these, here it prophesies the work that Jesus is about to carry out.
说传福音给贫穷的人。
That he will preach the good news to the poor.
然后被掳的会得释放。
And he will proclaim freedom for the prisoners.
瞎眼的得看见。
And the recovery of sight for the blind.
受压制的得自由。
To release the oppressed.
这个就是我们传福音的对象。
These are the target audience that we should preach to.
有时候人活着太舒服，世界上太成功了，很难叫他来信。
Sometimes people might be so comfortable with their own lifestyle, and it is very hard for them to believe.
不是他不需要福音，每个人都需要福音。
It is not that the person does not need the gospel, for everyone needs the gospel.
而是因为一个人在顺境当中，他不会感觉到他需要，不是他不需要。
A person when he's going through good times does not realize that it's something that he lacks or something that he needs.
比方说一个人如果不知道他生病，他就不会觉得需要找医生。
For example, if a person does not know he's sick, he does not see the need to go find a doctor.
但事实上有可能这个人已经病得很严重，他自己不知道。
But in fact, this person is seriously ill, and the person might not even know.
那主耶稣说有病的才用得着医生。
For the sick needs the doctor.
他是在这个一个税吏罪人的家讲的。
He spoke at the house of a tax collector.
那个病就是罪。
This sickness is sin.
医生就是主耶稣。
The doctor refers to the Lord Jesus Christ.
罪是一个担子。
Sin can be a burden.
罪是一种债。
It is a debt.
罪是一种病。
It is a sickness.
所以如果一个人感觉到自己有罪，
When a person feels that he has sin,
这个罪是一种捆绑。
The sin is like a bondage and binds the person.
那这样啊，我们这个人就很容易传福音给他们。
Then it is very easy for us to preach the gospel to this kind of people.
所以说被掳的得释放。
For those who prisoners will obtain freedom.
被罪所掳的，他可以得到释放。
Those who are being enslaved by sin will receive freedom.
那罪怎么抓人？
How can sin catch people?
罪就是借着坏的习惯。
It is very bad habits.
坏的个性。
Bad behavior.
这样来抓人。
This is how sin catches on people.
比方说有的人用 drug。
For example, some people use drugs.
这个就是罪在抓人。
This is how sin is able to catch onto these people.
但是我们也听过这个用 drug 来到教会祷告结果就好了。
We have heard cases that people who are drug addicts and they come to the church to pray and they are being cured or they recover.
这个本来是很难的。
This is from the perspective of man, it is very difficult.
但是主耶稣有那个能力。
But the Lord has the power.
能够把这个捆绑给他释放出来。
That he is able to release this kind of bondage within the person.
那有的人有仇恨。
And some people have a lot of hatred.
这个仇恨包括夫妻之间。
It could include husband and wife.
所以家庭很乱。
So the family will be very in chaos.
那怎么才能够让家庭圆满？
How can we bring harmony to the family?
就是这个罪啊，借着恨在抓人。
The sin entails hatred is catching on these people.
那主的爱进到我们里面。
When the love of God comes within us,
这个恨就没有了。
Then there's no hatred.
捆绑就没有了。
The bondage of sin will be released.
家庭问题就解决了。
The family problems will be solved.
所以要向谁传福音？
So who do we preach to?
那些家庭不圆满的。
People who have disharmony in the family.
醉酒的。
For those who are drunks.
用药的。
For those who use drugs.
赌博的。
For the gamblers.
这些有坏习惯的，这个人，这些特别需要主耶稣。
These people have bad habits or behavior in their life, and all the more they need the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们教会里面的这种见证太多了。
We have a lot of testimony happen in our church.
有很多的人在平安的时候他不会需要主耶稣。
A lot of people tend to not need Jesus when they're going through their life is smooth sailing and peaceful.
那家庭发生问题。
But when their family encounter problem,
他就觉得我无路可走了，我来找耶稣。
When they come to a dead end and they have to find Lord Jesus,
所以被掳的得释放。
So those who are being prisoners are released.
那瞎眼的得看见。
And those who are blind will receive sight.
那这个瞎眼有两个解释。
There's two meaning to definition to the word blind.
一个是肉眼看不见。
The physical blindness.
这种就比较少。
These are rare.
那另外一种瞎眼就是灵里面的瞎眼。
The other blindness is the spiritual blindness.
什么叫做瞎眼？
And what does it mean to be blind?
就是你看不到你的前途。
Is you cannot see your future.
我们人到在小的时候不会想到很远的事情。
When we're little, we tend not to think about things that's far ahead.
我们都有很多短程的目标。
We only have very short-term goals.
读书，然后找工作，上班。
We just need to study hard, find a job, and go to work.
那你毕业以后找到工作，也不会想到很远，因为你要有家庭，有事业。
And after you graduate, you have a career, and then you find a family, you still do not tend to think very far ahead.
但是人到中年以后。
But when a man comes to the middle age stage,
事业也稳定了。
His career is very stable.
家庭也有了。
And he has a family.
这个时候人就开始想。
So this is a time when men tend to think.
到底我为什么活着？
Why am I living in this world?
我这么忙到底为什么？
Why am I being so busy and what is all that for?
当你要往前看的时候，你发现你看不到目标。
And when they start to look ahead, they cannot see a goal or a direction.
人生找不到目标，人活着就是瞎眼了。
When a person cannot find a meaning in life, that is mean that he is blind.
那这样的人就需要主耶稣。
And these kind of people need the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以一个人越有思想有时候这个人越 越难带，但是越有思想的人，如果能够让他想通了，他在信耶稣也越坚固。
When a person has a lot of thoughts, it is harder for us to bring them to church. But when they have think it through, it is very easy that they can accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你如果问每一个人，人为什么活着，每一个人答案都不太一样。
When you ask people, why do you live? A lot of people has different answers.
除非他认识圣经，不然每一个人答案都是错的。
Unless a person can know the truth from the Bible, all the answers might be wrong.
因为除非他认识神。
Unless the person's come to know Christ.
不然所有的人为什么活着，答案都是在地上。
If you ask all the people why do they live, their answer would be in this world.
这个都是错的。
And these are all wrong.
因为这都是暂时的。
Because things in this world that they believe in is only temporary.
最重要的是看不见的。
What is important is things you cannot see.
我们的灵魂。
That is our soul.
我们的永生。
Our eternal life,
天国的荣耀,
the glory of the heavenly kingdom.
这个才是人为什么活着一个目标。
This is real, and this is the meaning of life that we should live for.
所以我们要传福音。
So we have to preach the gospel.
让一些退休的啦，看起来很快乐，其实他人生根本就没有目标。
For those who retire and you think that they are very happy, but in their life they might not have a goal.
这些人要传福音给他们。
And these people we also have to preach to them.
对人生感觉到没有意义。找不到目标，这些人需要耶稣。
For people who cannot find the true meaning in life and they just feel that life is meaningless, these are the people that need the Lord Jesus Christ.
对，瞎眼的都看见。
So for the blind can receive the sight.
那一旦我们看到属灵的价值。
When we see the spiritual value of aspect,
我们就发现每一天活着都很好。
We can see that every day we live is indeed wonderful.
生活真的是很喜乐。
Our life will be very joyful.
好，那下面说受压制的得自由。
The people who are oppressed will receive freedom.
受魔鬼的压制要得自由。
Those who are being oppressed by Satan will receive freedom.
其实在这个文明社会，魔鬼的压制也很多。
We can see in this civilized world, the oppression of the Satan is a lot.
那只有来到神这里才能够得到解决。
But only those who come before the Lord can be solved.
好，那再来就是十九节的第一句话，叫传福音给贫穷的人。
Verse 19, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
的第一句，用高高我叫传福音给贫穷的人。
To preach the good news to the poor.
这个贫穷啊，字面上的解释就是没有钱。
A very direct definition, poor means you have no money.
这也是这样。
It is can be defined as this.
你看啊，那个从经济很好的地区来的，你要传福音给他很难。
For people who come from a wealthy background, it is very hard for us to preach to them.
但是从这个经济比较不发达的地方来，你要传福音比较简单。
For people who are not financially sound, it is easier to preach to them.
所以有时候我们发现了，三十年前我们传福音的对象是某一个地区来的，但是现在我们传福音的对象又是另外一个地区来的。
We can realize 30 years back when we preached to a certain kind of region, compared to 30 years later, we also preached to another kind of region.
你仔细看，就是因为他们经济情况改变。
We can see how their financial status has changed.
所以越来越难传。
That is why it's harder and harder to preach.
第二次世界大战结束。
When the Second World War has ended.
联军有一个统帅叫做麦克阿瑟。
There's a commander by the name of
麦克阿瑟。
Mike Arthur.
对，他是在那个地方是住在日本。
And he was actually residing in Japan.
他写一个信，他很虔诚的基督徒，他写信给这个美国一个宣教机构说，赶快派宣教士来。
He was a very devout Christian, and he wrote to the ministry missionaries to ask them to send people over.
因为日本被打到好像是要废墟，到处房子都打烂了。
Because Japan was being attacked to the point it was in ruins and everything was destroyed.
但是现在就很难了。
But it is very hard now.
第一个很忙。
First, they're very busy.
第二个生活水准很高。
And their standard of living is very high.
这两个加在一起，第一个他没有空闲时间，第二个他没有心。
So when you have these two reasons, first they're so busy and they don't have the heart.
所以我们要传给这些比较生活比较简单这些人常常是比较容易传。
So it is therefore easier to preach to people who have a simpler life.
那第二个，这个贫穷特别是指的心灵。
And the second aspect of poor means in the heart.
就是人活着常常觉得很空虚。
When men live in this world, they feel everything is meaningless.
觉得很没有，或者很好像找不到什么可以满足。
And they live life without searching for something that cannot satisfy their heart.
这个就是贫穷，它里面贫穷。
So this is where they're poor in heart.
那这种人呢，就比较容易传福音给他们。
And this kind of people, it is easier for us to preach to them.
所以到最后就是19节，要报告神悦纳人的禧年。
So in verse 19 is to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
所以传福音就是传好消息啊。
When you preach the gospel, it's to preach the good news.
你有这么多问题啊，主耶稣有很多的恩典。
When you have so many problems, the Lord Jesus has many blessings.
你来找主耶稣，你的问题都有答案。And
when you come to find the Lord Jesus Christ, your questions will be answered.
因为神悦纳人的禧年。Because
God look into the heart of man.
所以我们要下网去哪里捕鱼？
So when we want to cast the net, where do we go?
就看主耶稣讲的这几类的人。
We look at the type of people that the Lord Jesus has listed.
有可能是我们的朋友。
It could be our friend.
可能是我们的家人。
Could be our family members.
可能是我们的邻居。
Could be our neighbor.
可能是我们的同事。
Could be our co-worker.
我们就传给他们。
We have to preach to them.
这是第一个。
This is the first point.
传福音给这些人。
To preach gospel to these group of people.
那第二个。
Secondly,
除了这些人, 我们要去哪里传?
And apart from the people that we mentioned, where can we go and preach the gospel?
你看路加第五章,
Luke chapter 5,
第四节,
verse 4.
讲完了对西门说, 把船开到水深的地之处,下网捕鱼, 第五节,
verse 5.
西门说, 夫子,我们整夜劳力没有打着什么。
When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, Put out into deep waters and let down the net for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we work hard all night and haven't caught anything.
彼得是一个很有经验的渔夫。
Peter is a very experienced fisherman.
在格林撒勒湖还没有遇到主耶稣的前一天晚上, 他整晚打鱼, 打没有打到什么。
When before he met Jesus at the lake of Gennesaret, he could not catch any fish the whole night.
所以可见这个经验虽然很重要，但是你打不到就是打不到，以世俗话来讲就是运气不好。We
see that even no matter how experienced you are, if you can't catch a fish, there's no way you can catch a fish. In other words, there's no luck.
那现在主耶稣用他的船在讲道理。
So Jesus used one of Simon Peter's boat to preach the gospel.
第四节讲完了就说把船开到水深的地方去。
So when he finished speaking, he asked Simon to go to a deep waters.
去下网捕鱼。
And to let down the nets for a catch.
那对西门来讲，我已经整晚到处都撒网，什么都没有。
To Simon Peter, he felt that he had already tried the whole night catching fish and could not catch any.
依着你的意思下网吧。
But according to what Jesus said, he will let down the nets.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他们下网就圈住许多的鱼。
And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish.
甚至网差一点点裂开。
That their nets began to break.
所以有时候我们常常发现，好像我要去哪里找慕道者。
Sometimes we come into the situation that where can we find truth seeker?
我已经试了很多次，什么也没有找到。
I tried many ways and I could not find them.
那现在我们就是需要祷告来求主耶稣带领。
Now is the time to pray and ask God to guide us.
很奇妙，如果我们大家很迫切祷告，有时候神就会让我们遇到很多机会。
Very miraculously, if we pray really hard, God will open the opportunity for us.
那你就发现，这里也是鱼，那里也是鱼，到处都遇到鱼。
And then we realize that everywhere we go, we meet different kind of people or fish.
有一次，在 Boston, 他们有一个家庭布道会。
In Boston, one time they have a family evangelical service.
那个应该是10年以前了。
That was 10 years ago.
那个时候信徒不多。
At that time, we do not have a lot of members.
大部分都年轻人。
And most of them are really they're youngsters.
他们就开始祷告。
And all of them started to pray.
这很奇妙。
So very miraculously.
大家祷告，禁食祷告。
And they pray and they fast.
他打电话邀他的朋友，一邀对方就说好，我去。
And then they started calling their friends, and all of them, all the friends said they'll come.
结果那次家庭布道，20几个慕道者。
So during that family service, they had 20 truth seeker came.
有时候我们觉得我们很有经验。
Sometimes we might feel that we are very experienced.
我信主几十年了。
that we believe for a long time.
道理也很懂。
We felt we know a lot of things about the Bible. We have brought truth seekers.
但是啊，有时候你真的找不到，就是找不到。
But there are times when even if we want to bring one person, we just cannot find them.
这个要让我们学习谦卑。
This is to teach us humility.
不是经验呢，就能够让我们能够找到人。
This is to teach us humility, and it is not through experience that we can able to find people.
那祷告就是求主来带领。
When we pray, it is to ask God to guide us.
然后神带领，我们就可以找到。
And when God guides us, that is when we can find people.
我们上一次曾经查考过《使徒行传》十六章。
We have studied Acts chapter 16.
如果我们回到《使徒行传》十六章来看
，Acts chapter 16.
这个《使徒行传》十六章在讲保罗传福音。
It talks about Paul preaching the gospel.
他带领两家人来信主。
He brought two families to believe.
这个两家人都不是靠他经验来的。
These two families came not because he was experienced.
第一个就是带领吕迪亚一家人。
The first family is family of
十四节 14.
Family of Lydia.
对。那保罗怎么找到这一家人？
How did Paul find this family?
如果我们从这个十六章的开始。
If we look at the earlier chapter, verse of 16,
第六节
verse 6,
他有很多计划。
He had a lot of plans.
他祷告，圣灵禁止，他就在改变。
When he prayed, the Holy Spirit hindered him and he changed.
那到第七节，耶稣的灵不许，他又在改变。
And when in verse 7, the Spirit would not allow him and he has to change plan again.
那到第九节，他就看到异象。
And verse 9, he saw a vision.
所以他就到马其顿去了。
So he went to Macedonia.
结果就在河边遇到吕迪亚。
And when he was along the bank of Macedonia, he met Lydia.
完全是神带领的。
It is all through the arrangement of the Lord.
所以为什么说我们教会要强调祷告？
Why do our church emphasize so much on prayer?
因为神才知道他要救的人在哪里。
Because God knows the people that He knows where the people He wants to save.
我们祷告多了，神就有很多的用很多很巧合的事，让我去找到他要救的人。
As we pray more and more, God will lead us to these people that He wants us to find.
这是保罗怎么遇到吕迪亚
？And this is how Paul met Lydia.
那在十六章的下半，就是在记载保罗怎么遇到禁足一家人。
And then later on, in the same chapter, he met another family.
这个十六章下半节是保罗被逼迫就关到监牢里面了。
And when he was being persecuted and he was being locked up in the prison.
这个是他不愿意去的地方。
This is a place that he does not want to go.
是被勉强的。
But he was being, it was by force.
但是这个带有目的的。
But it carries a purpose.
因为神要拣选禁足一家人。
Because God wanted to save the family of the jailer.
所以就那个地方神显神迹。
So during that place, God performed miracle.
监牢的门全部都打开。
That the doors of the prison are all open.
就借这个机会找到禁足了。
And through that opportunity, Paul can come to to know the family of the jailer.
有一个信徒他住院好几次。
There was a member who has been hospitalized for a few times.
住院当然大家觉得这不好。
It is many people think it's not a good thing when someone is always hospitalized.
但是很奇妙，他就觉得说，我很少为神做工，平常很忙现在住院了，就那个病床一床一床去传福音。
So he said that I'm so busy, but now that I have the opportunity to be in the hospital, he went to different wards and started to preach the gospel.
结果他住院了这几次就带好几个人信主。
So when he was in during that time, he brought many people.
所以神要拣选那些人，就借着他住院找到了教会。
So when God wants to choose the people to believe through his time being in the hospital, he has find people to come to believe.
因此我们要到哪里传福音呢
？So where can we go to preach the gospel？
祷告神就会带领。
If we pray, God will guide us。
我们就可以找到神要我们要救的人。
We can find the people that God wants to save。
好，我们现在回来看路加第五章。
Turn to Luke chapter 5。
路加第五章。
Luke chapter 5。
第十节。
Verse 10。
他的伙伴西比带的儿子雅各约翰也是这样，耶稣对西门说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人。
And so were James and John, the son of Zebedee, Simon's partner. Then Jesus said to Simon, Don't be afraid, from now on you will catch men.
11节,
Verse 11.
他们把两只船靠拢岸，就憋下所有，跟从了耶稣。
So they pulled their boats up on the shore, left everything, and followed him.
我还记得哦，在第六节啊，网险些裂开，然后他把这个鱼装到两船的上面去，船差点的沉下去。
We can see in verse 6 how much large number of fish that they caught that the net were about to break, so they had to use two boats.
所以这两船的鱼啊，很多价值啊。
So this boat that contains a lot of number of fish has a very high price.
但是十一节，他们靠拢了岸，就把两船就撇下所有，跟从耶稣了。
But in verse 11, they pulled the boats together and they left everything and followed the Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么？
Why did they do that?
因为主耶稣说，从今以后你要得人。
Because the Lord Jesus told them that from now on you will catch men.
要救人的灵魂。
You have to save the soul of men.
这个是更有价值。
This is even more valuable.
五旬节一天是讲到三千个人信主。
In the day of Pentecost, when the gospel was preached, 3,000 people believe.
你想这种人生是何等的有价值。
We can see how a magnificent of this value of saving soul is in life.
所以平常我们有很多很有意义，你觉得很有价值的事情去追求，哎，过得很忙。
Sometimes we think things in our life that is of value, and we will strive very hard to strive for.
但是现在灵恩布道会快到了。
But when the evangelical convocation is approaching,
我们就暂时把那一些你觉得世界上很有意义的。事情把它放在一旁。
So we should put aside the things that we think they're of high value in the world.
哦，那我们来为教会的圣工努力。
That we can all come together and work hard for the holy work.
为教会的圣工来祷告。
And for the holy work of the church and to put in our prayers.
那只要我们半年呢，你可以救一个人。
If half a year we can save one soul.
甚至一年，你只要带一个人。
Or 1 year, we can bring one person to believe in the Lord.
那一年就丰收了。
And that year, we have full harvest.
因为一个人的灵魂胜过全世界。
One man's soul that's being saved can overcome the entire world.
很可能通过这个人，他带领全家来信主。
And through this person, he can also bring his whole family to come to believe.
所以我们可以看到，我们为舍弃世界上有价值的来撒网捕鱼是。更有价值的。
We can see how we can cast aside the things that we think is value in this world, but to come and cast and mend the nets is indeed even more valuable.
所以一个人哦，到了在三十岁、二十岁、三十岁就很注重你读什么学校，你在做什么。
When a person reaches the age of 20 or 30, they're very focusing on what kind of school you go to and what kind of job do you have.
但是你到五十岁，你就不会想这些了。
But when you reach the age of 50, you do not think of the things of those things.
人到五十岁就开始想意义跟价值。
Is it that you have to reach 50 years old to ponder on the value and the meaning of life?
当你开始在想这个。
But when you are starting to ponder on these things,
你就发现只有一个答案，
and you can only find one answer,
就是要服侍神。
That is to serve the Lord.
才会有意义，人生才有价值。
Then you can find the true meaning in your life.
但是如果我们能够觉悟早一点，那是更好。
But if we can realize before then, it is even better.
三十岁、二十岁，你就知道什么是有意义，什么是有价值。
If you're in the age of 20 to 30, and you realize what the true meaning of life is,
那我们就不会浪费时间了。
And then we would not waste our time.
所以这个是撒网。
This is to cast the net.
好，我们再回来看马可的第二章。
Turn back to Mark chapter 1.
第一章的十九节。
Verse 19.
耶稣稍微往前走，见西比大的儿子雅各、约翰和兄弟在船上捕网。
So when he gone a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John preparing their nets.
所以这个捕网不能说浪费时间了。
To mend the net is not, we should not think that it is a waste of time.
因为捕网你就没有办法去撒网。
You need to mend the net in order so that you can cast the net.
但是我们很容易想象，你如果很努力去撒网，但是不捕网，会有什么后果？这个很容易想。
But we can think if we just keep casting the net without mending the net, what kind of consequences will we face?
有一个破洞，鱼都跑光了。
Then there will be holes in the net, and all the fish will escape.
这个捕网就是我们的灵修。
to mend the net is to cultivate our spirituality.
所以我们在教会如果很喜欢做工啊，聚会也不想参加，祷告也不想参加，这个服事是会有问题的。
If we come to church just wanting to do church work but without praying and without
祷告 without 或者做聚会
without praying or without coming to church services, then there's some questionable of our spirituality.
聚会在外面都乱逛，在外面聊天。
And when it's during service time, we were outside chatting or walking.
啊，祷告就借口溜走。
And when there comes to prayer time, we make excuses and we sneak out.
哎，到阿门前两分钟回来，你看他跪着，阿门啊，他在这里啊。
Or we just appear when it's when the prayer ended.
那这样子很难服侍神。
Because of by doing that, it is very hard to serve the Lord.
因为这个网有破洞。
Because the net has holes.
哦，我们要服侍神，要抓鱼抓不到。
When we want to serve the Lord, because our net are broken, we cannot do it.
有什么破洞？
What are the holes?
就是我们现在看这个第一章。
Look at verse one.
Chapter one. 第一章哈。二十一节。
Mark chapter one, verse 21.
到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。二十二节。
Verse 22.
众人稀奇他的教训，因为他教训正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
Verse 21, they went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went to the synagogue and began to preach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law.
为什么主耶稣做圣工这么有果效？
Why is that Jesus can preach with so much efficacy and effectiveness?
有一个答案。
There's only one answer.
就是他带有权柄。
Because he is full of authority.
所以他讲道人却很稀奇。
So when he preached, people are amazed.
这个人讲为什么这么有力量，
有
权柄。
Why this person talk with such authority and power?
哦，然后到二十七节。
Verse 27.
大家都很惊讶。
Everyone is very amazed.
说这什么新道理啊？他用权柄附会污鬼，污鬼就听从他。
What is this? A new teaching, and with authority, even the evil spirits obey him.
啊，到二十三十节，到三十节。
Verse 30.
耶稣有权柄，西门的岳母热病拉他就起来。
Jesus had authority to heal the mother-in-law of Simon.
啊，所以他热病就好了。
And she recovered.
啊，这个就是我们需要补的一个破洞，破口。
This is a hole that we need to fix.
啊，所以三十四节。耶稣医好许多的病，又赶出许多的鬼。
Jesus drive out many demons and heal many people.
然后就因为这样，好多人要来找主耶稣。
And because of that, many people seek after him.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
遇见就对他说：“众人都在找你啊。”
Everyone's looking for you.
为什么？
Why is that so?
因为他有权柄。
Because he's full of power and authority.
今天到处都是教会。
Today there are churches everywhere.
你看我附近到也是很多教会。
If you look around, there are many churches.
那为什么一定要到这个教会来？
And why is it that we have to come to this church?
其中有一个很重要原因。
It is a very there's a very important reason.
就是我们教会有权柄。
Because our church has authority.
那这个权柄从哪里来？
And where does this authority and power come from?
从圣灵来。
From the Holy Spirit.
那不是有圣灵自动就有权柄。
It is not that if there's Holy Spirit, then automatically there's power and authority.
所以你看主耶稣啊，一大早就到旷野去祷告。
Very early in the morning, Jesus went to pray in the wilderness.
在三十五节。
Verse 35.
天未亮，主耶稣就去祷告。
Very early in the morning, before when it was still dark, Jesus got up to pray.
这个就是权柄的来源。
This is the source of his authority.
所以我们今天教会的，如果没有权柄啊，教会就是一个有一个破洞。
Today, if the church does not have this authority, the church has a hole.
你带很多慕道者到教会来坐坐听听，哎，这跟我的教会一样啊。
When you bring the truth seeker, they come and listen. They feel this is no different from the church they go to.
那有的是信其他的信仰。
And some people believe in other faith.
他来这里也不会体验到什么。
And when they come, they do not experience anything.
什么道理的权柄、赶鬼的权柄、这医病的权柄，他都没有感觉。
The person might not feel anything with the authority of casting demons or healing or any other thing.
他没有感觉，他就不会再来。
If the person does not feel anything, he will not come again.
如果他有感觉、有体验，他就会再来。
If the person can feel or experience something, he will come again.
因为这里所体验的是在其他任何一个地方，他没有办法体验。
Because it's this experience that he felt that he can never experience in any other churches.
所以有的慕道朋友真是教会的信徒，他也很喜欢来聚会。
There are some truth seekers or friends who likes to come to church.
为什么？
Why?
因为觉得聚会完以后心里很舒服。
Because each time after the service ended, they felt very peaceful.
很平安，很喜乐。
They felt very joyful.
感觉他得到很多。
And they feel they've gained much.
所以他就喜欢来。
And that is why they love coming back.
这个就因为教会有权柄。
And this is because the church has authority.
所以我们教会啊， 在联合布道会之前特别的祷告。
And therefore the church needs to pray a lot before the evangelical convocation.
让我们来补这个权柄神能力的破口。
That we can all come together to fix this hole.
是每一个人来到神的面前，对神都有体验。
That we can all come together and have the experience of the Lord.
那我们要捕鱼就不容易。
So therefore it's easier for us to cast the net.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
第几首忘记了。第几首。 146.
146.